Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Easy by Just Brianna, the personal and business financial literacy podcast by your girl Just Brianna. Let's get into it.
It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things that tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back to EBJB in the last episode of the Quick and Easy series. Now for you guys that are just now joining me, I definitely want to take the time to invite you to listen to the previous episodes of the series. We talked about a lot of things, from creating your startup budget for your small business, importance, financial business terms every small business owner should know, and of course your small business accounting checklist that you will need to go through daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually. So in this last episode, you guys, I will be giving you 10 ways to fund your small business, starting with my personal suggestion, your personal savings account. Now, if you have a large sum of cash sitting in your savings account, or you can create a savings goal and plan, it is definitely possible for you to finance your small business venture yourself. This allows you to start your company without owing anybody anything, and it saves you a lot of interest along the way. If you do choose this route, it is important you plan this accordingly, so you're not like cutting your family or yourself so short that you guys are suffering or you can't cover those unexpected expenses. For this reason, I always suggest you guys save up 6 months of expenses for like a rainy day savings. Once you have that, then start building your savings account for your business. Remember, it's not a race. Just because you have an idea today doesn't mean it needs to come to life tomorrow. Take the time to educate yourself and build a good foundation for your business to build on. The second option I have for you guys is crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is simply posting your idea online, setting a financial goal with a deadline, and having people contribute to the financial goal until the deadline is reached. Some people choose to donate because they really do believe in your product and services. Others need an incentive or a little push. So a suggestion I always have is like raffle off your product or service to those who contribute to it coming alive. Some popular crowdfunding sites are of course GoFundMe. I know you guys are familiar with that, and Kickstarter. So moving it right along, another way you can fund your small business is small business grants. The best part about this is again, you don't have to pay them back. Once you receive the money, it's all yours to kickstart your business. So it does require you to do some research to find a good one that fits for your business, but there are some good resources out there. The U.S. Small Business Administration offers a grant called Small Business Technology Transfer. And ladies, they do have grants, especially for us that intend on owning a small business. So go ahead, use the internet. It's a great tool. And find those grants that fit your business and apply them, because that's money that you don't have to pay back. It's literally all yours. So let's move on to angel investors. Angel investors are definitely a way to get funding. These are people who provide you financial backing for entrepreneurship or like your small business startup. They're usually professionals and entrepreneurs themselves. So to increase your chances to get an angel investor, it is imperative that you know your business inside and out. Because when you're pitching your business proposal, most business investors are looking to see if you have a solid business plan before they invest into it. One option you can look into for angel investors is angellist.com. Let's talk about factoring, you guys. Very popular for small business owners with poor credit. Factoring is when you sell your open invoices at a discounted price to get cash up front. Now, companies that choose this method of cash advance usually pay a small fee or percentage up front. That's like a total amount of the open invoices. Now, this because this means you have to give up a portion of your money due owed to you, I don't really suggest this. And it's not really my favorite option. But it is, never say the least, a funding option for your business that's legal. So I got to give it to you. Now, for my work in inspiring entrepreneurs, let's talk about this 401k, because your 401k is also an option too. When you're looking into your 401k, it's similar to like your personal savings account. These funds do belong to you as well. There's no interest. There's no money you pay back. It's pretty simple to get access to your 401k funds too, but it is important to remember the taxes and the early penalties that may apply. Moving it right along to number 7, and I hope you guys are keeping up with me, is a small business administration loan. Now, the SBA offers new small business loans in a variation, so they have so many options for you. For those who aren't familiar with the SBA, that is the Small Business Administration. Now, they do have some criteria you have to reach and provide when you're applying. So to list a few and give you guys some examples, you're going to need your profit and loss statement, your original business license or certificate, a business overview and history, and oddly enough, your personal resume. Home equity loans are another option too. And so is traditional bank loans, making them number 8 and 9 on our funding list, you guys. If you owe less on your home, or even if you own a home, so this is kind of for like my homeowners. If you owe less on your home than it's worth, and a home equity loan is not already taken out, because some people already do that already, then this is an option for you as far as funding your small business venture. And of course, in this case, your home does become collateral to secure the loan. Now, a traditional bank loan with the current economy is getting really hard to get one than it was before, but I can give you guys a funding option list and not mention this one. Even with lending standards being much stricter, plenty of banks still have funds set aside for a small business lending. You do need a good credit score, so keep that in mind. 700 or higher, you guys. And it does take 6 months to secure this loan. So, finishing off our funding options today, I wanted to give you guys a not so popular or known about business financial options, especially for small businesses, and that's warrants. They're used as security that allows your investors to buy future stock in the company for a less amount than its current market value. I think I'm definitely going to have to give you guys a full episode on warrants because it's a whole lot to it. It provides your business long-term financing while offering the warrant holders opportunity to make good money at a minimal risk. But now for warrant holders, they gain nothing if the current warrant amount is higher than the current stock market price. So if you find investors willing to take this risk, I would definitely go for it because, again, it provides your business with long-term financing while giving the warrant holders the opportunity to make good money at a minimal risk. There is a risk, but the risk is minimal. So you guys, this concludes our last episode of the Quick and Easy series. Again, I have to invite you to go listen to previous episodes of the series. It's been a blast and so informative. And I'm just so happy I can host this series for you guys and give you the information you need to start funding and operating your small businesses. As always, thank you for tuning in. See your girl, JB, and stay blessed.